man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on February 14th, 2019. Happy Valentine's Day. And you're welcome to get in on the show at 800-313-9443 if you would like to call in. I'm James Kelso, beaming this show to you live from North Dakota. Oh, when will the winter end? When will the first faint glimmer of spring appear? I'll let you know as soon as it does. In this wonderful state, it is actually a two-to-one Trump state. No state voted better for Donald Trump than North Dakota. West Virginia has distinguished itself. Oklahoma distinguished itself. North Dakota, though, real Trump territory. Well, what's our story today? The story is the vote in the Senate and the House, which is going on right now, if it hasn't concluded already, where the The thing cooked up by a committee of Democrats and Republicans, a sort of omnibus bill, I think they call it a minibus because it's not a full budget, but it's a big bill, almost 1,200 pages in height. Nobody's read it. Nobody's probably even going to try to read it. That was good enough for the Senate, though, to sign it, and good enough for the House to sign it. And, of course, that's, somebody commented, that's no way to run a government. That's no way to run a legislature. And what was the song? What's the ZZ, is it ZZ Top song? That ain't working. Money for nothing and chicks for free. That's what the government's all about. Dire Straits, the engineer says that was Dire Straits. Anyway, so they got their money for free and chicks for free and money for nothing today again. Now, the question is, what does Donald Trump do? Now, Mitch McConnell got on the floor of the Senate several hours ago, and he said, I just talked to the president. He has said he will sign this bill, and he will also invoke a national emergency. So that's a mouthful right there. I hope the president has a team of at least 20 or 30 attorneys, really sharp ones, and patriots too, reading especially the new portions of this almost 1,200 page bill. The part in which, as the president warned well yesterday, they could have inserted landmines. Yes, landmines. So I'm going to start tonight's program off with an article by a very good legal thinker, very good patriot named, sort of a new name to us on the show here, but I've read plenty of his great articles, Ken Klukowski. And I think the Poles would pronounce that Klukowski. They would pronounce it Klukowski. The W is an F in Polish, I believe. Any of you Poles out there, correct me. But Ken Klukowski, senior legal editor for Breitbart News. Here's what he says about what now is on the president's desk. President Trump must ensure the spending bill does not cancel his emergency powers. Ooh, okay, that's scary. That's got a high pucker factor for me. Let's see what Ken Kwiatkowski has to say. The White House should be extremely cautious in studying every single word in Congress's spending bill, because even a single phrase could negate, now listen closely, could negate every authority President Donald Trump currently has under federal law to build and fund the border wall, even canceling his authority to declare a national border emergency. Insiders around D.C. are talking about how the president can sign the spending bill that was unveiled this week, take the money that it authorized for building a wall, which is peanuts, then use executive authority to fund the rest of it. Kwiatkowski then warns, the president must proceed with extreme caution because the opponents of the wall are the ones writing this 1,160-page monster legislation. And a single unnoticed sentence could lead to a court ruling that the president has signed away all of his legal authority to secure the border, including emergency authority. Now there's a high, that's whoa, wow. And strong stuff. As President Trump announced that he will declare a national emergency, Democrats like Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer immediately decried the act, saying they will defend their Article I authority against the president's power grab. They call this an end run around Congress. That is laughable to the point of being absurd. President Trump is not claiming any inherent authority under Article II. His article of the Constitution. Instead, he is acting exclusively within the authority that Congress has explicitly granted to any president under the National Emergencies Act, which triggers 136 separate statutory powers that Congress has embedded in various laws. Presidents have declared 59 emergencies since 1979, most recently this month when President Trump declared an emergency regarding the turmoil in Venezuela. This is only one more emergency, similar to the previous 59. Congress has authorized this. The Constitution will not burst into flames. The sky will not fall. Try the decaf. Under current law, the president has a host of methods to build the border wall. The Secure Fence Act of 2006 authorizes building the wall, so the issue becomes one of funding. He does not require any additional authority from Congress. He requires only money. If President Trump declares an emergency under the National Emergencies Act of 1976, found at 50 U.S. Code Section 1601, as he says he will, then under 33 U.S. Code Section 2293, he would have immediate access to $14 billion and could direct the acting defense secretary to order the Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall with that money. This guy, Kwiatkowski, knows what he's talking about. I hope there are people like that close to the president. That is far more than the $5.7 billion he needs for the most critical 231 miles of border wall, and does not even count whatever Congress has supposedly given him in this enormous spending bill. Even without an emergency, the president has authority under 10 U.S. Code Section 284, we talked about this, to have military resources build the wall, though his lawyers must be absolutely certain that this power also includes the ability to fund the building project without an emergency. Under current law, the president has transfer authority by which he could move certain funds from specific government programs and departments to others that could be used to build the wall. Additionally, under the 2007 National Defense Authorization Act, the U.S. Department of Defense can deploy troops to help secure the border whenever the U.S. Department of Homeland Security informs the Pentagon that it requires assistance. If DHS requests such assistance, the National Defense Authorization Act also suspends the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, which generally prohibits U.S. soils from performing law enforcement duties on U.S. soil. And there's more. Moreover, if the legislature of the state of Texas or any other state invoked its authority under Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution to inform President Trump that the state regards itself as being invaded, then the president would have still more authority to use military resources to stop that invasion. The Insurrection Act of 1807, 10 U.S. Code, Section 251, specifies what the president could do in such situations. But the president must beware. So that's why we're hoping right here on this show that the president right now is reading this bill. And he has a large fleet of legal experts reading it as well. And you'll notice he hasn't tweeted for the last 9 hours. So it's obvious what he's been doing. He has been reading the bill. Yes, for 9 hours, he has not tweeted. So he's doing something else. The president must beware. Experts are already flagging for concern sections 230, 231, and 232 of the spending bill, raising the possibility that it limits the president's flexibility. This is not just technicality here, folks. Listen carefully. It limits the president's flexibility to use any of the authorities listed above to secure the border and build the wall. So all those good things I just read above, wipe them out. If the Democrats have inserted a poison pill, they've inserted a landmine, they can wipe those out. If the president signs this legislation and the U.S. House votes to authorize Pelosi to sue the president, which they will do in federal court, or some other plaintiff is found to have standing to seek a court order to stop the wall's construction, courts will apply the last-in-time rule. And this is legal knowledge that us non-lawyers need to hear. What is the last, and all you attorneys out there, you know what this is, the last-in-time rule. It is this: whenever two statutes passed by Congress are inconsistent, the more recently enacted one supersedes the earlier law. Under a separate canon of statutory interpretation, a narrower provision in a law, such as a provision that specifies what can and cannot be built on the U.S.-Mexican border, supersedes a broader provision of federal law. So there you go. Last in time, most recent, has the highest standing, most specific, has the highest standing. And this law is what? An hour old? Can't get more current than that. And last in time, and it has lots and lots of very specific provisions saying you can't build a wall over here in this county. You can't build a wall over here in this butterfly refuge. Yes, you heard that right, a butterfly refuge. These are very specific prohibitions by Congress. You take Pelosi as a plaintiff into a Ninth Circuit court in California, and the president's going to have a real rough ride building anything. So if there is anything in this 1,169-page bill that purports to limit the president's ability to build or fund the wall, then all the statutory authorities listed above would be canceled. The president's lawyers should expect Democrats are attempting to do precisely that and study every comma in that bill. He needs to ensure that nothing snatches defeat from the jaws of victory. I like the way this Ken Kwiatkowski thinks. If the president needs to sign another continuing resolution, a CR, to fund the government for another few days while his lawyers examine the massive bill, then so be it. The Constitution gives him 10 days to sign the major bill. He can take all the time necessary to confirm there are no poison pills in the bill. And then he gets more specific. He gives the Supreme Court authority the 1952 decision Youngstown Steel and Tube versus Sawyer, known as the Steel Seizure case. This involved President Harry Truman and so on. The Supreme Court struck down an executive order that Truman had issued. And this decision was famous, written by Justice Robert Jackson. Well, he wrote a concurrence. And then an important sentence, as Robert Jackson put it, when the president acts pursuant to an express or implied authorization of Congress, his authority is at its maximum. For it includes all that he possesses by the Constitution, plus all that Congress can delegate. That's where the president wants to be operating. in that Category 1 as specified by Justice Robert Jackson. There's another category, though, Category 3, in which Jackson says, what does he say? Category 3, if a president acts against the explicit disapproval of Congress, and this bill is full of lots of disapprovals. And one really concerning thing, I ought to mention this before I run out of time and neglect to mention it. There is a, I forgot the number here, it's something like 224A. Can somebody help me remembering it? It's a section 224A, or a number about like that, in which the bill prohibits the president and the Department of Homeland Security from separating anyone who could be a sponsor of a minor who's been let into the country. It prohibits the deportation of that person who could be a sponsor. Now, that means, here's how some people are seeing this. This means that any MS-13 gang member can simply pay some Mexican parent or some Guatemalan or some Honduran a few bucks, or not pay anybody and just grab a child, but in any way, arrange by hook or by crook to pretend to be the sponsor of a child. This passage, this is a very weird passage. I should have it in front of me and I don't. It's specifically in a very detailed way, as if it were written by very focused attorneys. It prohibits the president and his departments from deporting, detaining, arresting a category that's so broad it could include anybody. Now, what are those most fearing this? What are they saying? This amounts to, this could amount to the biggest amnesty ever. Because all of these people prohibited who cannot be removed from the U.S., well, that's an amnesty. Whether you get U.S. citizenship immediately or not, your children will. And effectively, it is tantamount to citizenship, which is amnesty. Or amnesty, you could say. And Robert Jackson says in Category 3, if the president acts against explicit disapproval, and there's all kinds of that in this bill, presidential power is at its lowest ebb. So with congressional approval, such as the laws already passed enabling Trump to build the wall, presidential power is at its highest peak. But if he acts against something, if he signs a bill in which he's told he may not do things, his power is at its lowest ebb in that situation. The weakest ground a president can be on, writes Kwiatkowski. Because then the president can move forward only if his inherent powers under Article 2 of the Constitution, such as the Commander-in-Chief Clause, give him the authority to override Congress on the issue in question. Some people are trying to warn the president away from declaring a national emergency, saying that it will get caught up in court. The president should not fall for this canard or lie or fraud. Anything he does will end up in court. Anything he does, period. Law, no law, emergency, no emergency, makes no difference. The litigation equation will not change. Some are also cautioning that a national emergency would create a dangerous precedent. That, too, is a canard. Started crying. They breathed their last. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Don't breathe your last.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Tired of being lied to by mass media?
It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Over. Hey, we're back, folks. And we've got Tony in Chicago hanging on the line. Tony, stay there. We'll get to you. Let me finish this Ken Klukowski article, senior legal editor for Breitbart News. And this is a darn good article. Let us put out the appeal right now. President Trump, anybody who has access to President Trump, please direct his attention to this Ken Klukowski article. Here's how he finishes it. He says, people say don't go with a national emergency because it'll create a dangerous precedent. Klukowski says, nonsense. The only powers that an emergency declaration would trigger are the emergency powers that Congress has built into various federal laws. It would not lead to such things as gun confiscations because there is no law giving any president power to seize guns during an emergency. Such a law would be unconstitutional in any event because it would violate the Second Amendment. The point being, people out there, notice that Pelosi is saying, ooh, don't go with a national emergency, because if you do, well, when we get our next Democrat president in, then we can just go hog wild with declaring emergencies. Not true. And Klukowski is saying that. Not true. There's a circumscribed area in which the president could declare national emergencies. And that's enough protection for us. So, yes, go ahead, declare a national emergency, Mr. President. And then here's the final paragraph from Ken Klukowski. President Trump should move forward with his national emergency, but he must ensure nothing in the spending bill would block the wall. If it does, he must veto telling congressional Republicans to fix the bill instead of overriding his veto so that a unified GOP can deliver the president's promise to secure the border and lay a firm foundation for addressing immigration in this country. Now, and these demon rats, folks, they sharpen their pencils to a finer point than we conservatives do. And we pay for it over and over again. Here's a tweet from somebody pointing out, I was trying to remember the section that really has some people alarmed, and I did remember it correctly. It's section 224A of this bill. Listen to this. This doesn't scare you. None of the funds provided by this act or any other act or provided from any accounts in the Treasury of the United States derived by the collection of fees available to the components funded by this act may be used by the Secretary of Homeland Security to folks, did you see that legal language there? Some team of attorneys is trying to cover every damn possibility there. They've got an ulterior motive. Whoever wrote this has an ulterior motive. None of these funds may be used by the Secretary of Homeland Security, which means the president, to place in detention, remove, refer for a decision whether to initiate removal proceedings or initiate removal proceedings against. They've covered everything there. You can't place this guy. You're trying to nab a guy, an MS-13 guy. You caught him. But now you can't place him in detention. You can't remove him. You can't refer him to somebody else for a decision as to whether to initiate, even to initiate a removal proceeding. And you cannot initiate removal proceedings against. Now get this. And this is what I'm saying. This may include every person on earth. This class of people. Against a sponsor, a potential sponsor, or member of a household of a sponsor or potential sponsor of an unaccompanied alien child of the as defined in section 462G of the Homeland Security Act of 2002. So, folks, what would be a potential sponsor? No, a member of a household of a potential sponsor. Now, how wide a net does that cast? And remember, a potential sponsor, this is anybody. The member of a household of a potential sponsor is more people than everybody or anybody. It's the entire population of Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and every other damn country you want to add in there. So section 224A has got to go. The president cannot, when he signs the bill, he just signed section 224A. He just ordered himself to obey that section. He cannot later go to a court and say, you know, this section, I cannot be bound by this. He just signed it. He bound himself. Now, there's more. There's another interesting thing here. Let me find this. Another tricky thing that's going on in this thing. The Democrats have restricted where anything could be built. They said you can only build in these areas in the Rio Grande Valley. Can't build in Arizona, California, New Mexico. Can't build in all of Texas. Well, they've limited it to three counties. Remember, these Democrats are very, very clever. So let me find the post here. They've limited it to three counties. Now, we conservatives, we might not notice. Come on back and I'll show you what we might not notice. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
When I was a little boy. Hey, we're back, folks. And I'm going to lay my final log on the fire here and then go to Tony in Chicago and then Dr. Kelly in California. Light up the phones. You can get your call in now, too. But here's another patriot who's following this story has detected one of these landmines. The president is ordered by Congress to only build wall, and they don't even allow for wall, to build fence in specified areas. A court could interpret that to mean that Congress, you know, in the, what's it called? Most recent first, what do they call that? The principle in law. That Congress has reasserted authority over the president and is going to call the shots on where a wall can be built. Just the fact that the president allows the Congress to order him only to build wall in, guess what? Only Texas, only a small part of Texas, three counties, Starr County, Hidalgo County, and Cameron County. Well, the Democrats are not, you know, they're very, very, very devious people. Why did they, I guarantee you, they picked those three counties. They decided they would just tell the president where he could build and where he could not. They have a plan. Well, why did they pick Starr, Hidalgo, and Cameron counties? Well, the two largest, Cameron County, which has the city of Brownsville in it, is like 800,000 people or something like that. went 64-32 for Hillary. 2-1 for Hillary. Okay. Hidalgo County, which is like a million people, which has McAllen in it, or I may get those wrong, but it's a big county, has McAllen in it, went 68-27 for Hillary. Better than 2-1. And Starr County went 79-19 for Hillary. These are the first three counties at the mouth of the Rio Grande. Now, notice again the devious thinking of the Democrats. They also have a clause in this law that the president may be buffaloed into signing that says counties can veto the president. So in other words, they've lined up three counties that are totally controlled by Hillary demon rats. They put in a clause saying that counties can veto the president's decision to build a wall in that county. So what has the president got now? He's got nothing but his thumb to suck on. It appears there are some real landmines in this bill. So, with that in mind, I think that gave us enough basis for discussion here. Let us go to Tony, who's been waiting in Chicago very patiently. Tony, are you there?
Jamie, the bill is high treason. Okay, in addition to high treason, it is a white ethnic cleansing slash white genocide bill, period. There's not even an argument about it. We are going to be flooded with tens of millions of MS-13 and illiterate Central American baby machines. That's all they are, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. It already passed the Senate. This is the end of this nation as we know it. It already passed the Senate.
Well, okay, now, Tony. Yes, now what you're saying is Ann Coulter just made a little video in which she says exactly what you said there in your last sentence. She quoted her own book title, which I have here right in front of me, very good book, Adios America, and she said this bill is Adios America. Now, there's more to it, and there's, you know, we all have opinions, you know, we can all pronounce upon these things. Really, the fight, the battle for power is a battle for power, and the president, I think Ann Coulter is too quick to, you know, jump on the ship, jump off the ship, jump on the ship, jump off, or the train, the Trump train. I think Donald Trump really is a patriot, and he really does intend to give us a border. Now, if he gets screwed in this bill, if there are passages in this bill whereby he is going to be screwed, and we are going to be screwed, that does not mean we need to flop on the floor and you know, bid adios to America. This is a war. This is a knockdown, drag out battle between us patriots and the old America, the real America, and these people who want to take over. And so no act of Congress, no one bill is going to like abolish our ability to defend ourselves.
So
Yep, go ahead, Tony.
I disagree with you. This is a nail in the coffin. And he doesn't have to sign this, but he is going to sign this because he was in with this all along. And I know you're going to flip out. And I'm not nothing personal. I'm sorry. He knows all about the entire Republican Party are abject traitors. Okay.
All right, Tony. Now, Tony, let's examine
the list. The guy from Alabama has been negotiating this all week. What's his name? Whoever thought that guy would agree to something like this?
Hang on, Tony. Tony.
There's no excuse for this.
Tony, okay, but let me just reflect on a sentence you just uttered. You said, this is high treason, you said. But then you also said, the president's been in on this all along. In other words, hang on, Tony. What you're saying is that President Trump is a complete fraud. And that he's a plant, and that he's been put in there to stab us all in the back. Now, Tony, the evidence for that is not there. That is not there.
Why is he going to sign it, Jamie? I'm not doing it personally because you've been standing for this guy. I'm not doing this personally.
No.
I think you're a great guy.
Well, thank you, Bobby, but I think it's treason. I am dust in the wind. Okay, Donald Trump is history. He is what is going to affect us for immemorial ages. So what Trump does is of incredible importance, and he has done incredible great things for us. This is one bill, one act, one signature. This is not going to end America. And the fears that we have, like these passages I just read, these look like hell. They look terrible. Now, let us hope, Tony, let us hope that the president does not, in fact, stay up all night till his eyes are bleeding and then sign the thing tomorrow morning. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope.
It's already been determined through his Lubavitch or Jew son-in-law.
Wait a minute, Tony. Let me say one thing. Tony, get off the phone! Hang him up, engineer. My God. If you want to know why white nationalism is a complete failure, Tony just explained it to you. There he goes on a rant against Jews, his Lubavitcher Jews handlers. Tony, that line, that approach has doomed white people to being put into a little box of fringe kooks and nuts. It is stupid. Donald Trump has tried to rescue you from that. By trying to rescue you and the rest of us from that. He got 66 million votes. Your approach, Tony, never got more than a few thousand votes. Here and there, over half a century. Total failure. Tony, we have to save our people, not be right, not pontificate on our damn little soapbox. I'm right, you're wrong, I know more than you do. There are only 500 of us in the whole country, but we're right and you're wrong. Ha ha! You lose. No, Tony, you lose and we lose. We have to learn to win. And being a Jew hater is a way to lose big, permanently, always, everywhere. Jew hater does not work, Tony. Drop it. Being a red-blooded American patriot wins. And Donald Trump is trying to show people he's not dedicating what he's doing to you. And by the way, one of the beauties of the Trump campaign, the Trump phenomenon, is that he did not originate from white nationalism. He started fresh from Americanism, from the patriotism of our grandparents and their grandparents, not the loser white nationalism. And Tony, I'll bet a donut to a dollar you love Hitler. Call me back if you want, my private line, 701-317-5317, or call me back on the show. I've got my dollar to your donut that you love Hitler, that you got a picture of Hitler somewhere in your house, you got a copy of Mein Kampf, and you think Hitler was a great man. Guess what? He was a killer, Tony, and the guy you've been holding up as your hero is, in fact, no man has ever done more harm to the white race than Adolf Hitler. You couldn't have picked a worse mascot. And it's been lethal to the creation of any pro-white defense. Thank God Donald Trump came along without being a Hitler man or a Nazi. Just a plain, red-blooded American patriot talking common sense. That's what we've needed all these years. It has been prevented by white nationalism, and I'm an authority on the subject. I don't even want to go into it. I'm such an authority. I'm embarrassed I'm such an authority. Anyway, let's go to another caller. Dr. Kelly, you're on the air.
Oh, dude. Okay, I have three solutions. There are CEMEX, Mexican cement plants, in San Bernardino County in California. CEMEX, look it up.
Well,
check it out.
Dr. Kelly, but hang on. I love you. I love you, Dr. Kelly. But I want you to address, we've got a chain of thought here going, okay? Which is that this bill that Trump may sign, okay, it may in fact be a turkey.
It is absolutely.
It may have horrible trap doors in it.
Yeah,
which,
and that's okay.
Nancy, let me finish the thought. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all these other rats will pull those trap doors. But I'm saying this. Here's what I'm saying about America. The 66 million of us that rallied behind Donald Trump, okay? That's a lot of people, Tony.
That's plus all the people that got
Hang on, Tony. I want to tell you how many people that is. I've been to the largest, I organized the largest white nationalist rally in the last 20 years. I organized it for David Duke in New Orleans in 2005. I had 425 people there. I organized it by myself. It's the largest in the last 20 years. So Donald Trump's success is exactly, there were 66 million of us that voted for Donald Trump. Donald Trump's success is 65 million. Let me see, I'm too hot to, 65,999,675 more people than any, the most successful white nationalist rally, if you want to call it that, of the last 20 years got. So, Tony, 65,999,675 against, 575 against 425.
Losers. You're
losers. And I'm
check
in that group. I'm not pointing
so
fingers. Hang on, Dr. Kelly. So I'm making this point. We are not, our people are not defeated, no matter what any piece of legislation does. Now, if there are trap doors in this turkey, and if Pelosi and Schumer and Mueller and all the rest of these creepy dogs start digging in on a great patriot, a great man, a great mind, a brave man, who's much more brave than I am, or just about probably anybody in this program's audience. He's risking his life right now. How many people out there are risking their life right now? Donald Trump is doing that, and his family's, which is the hardest to take. We need somebody to get us mobilized. If the demon rats, and this is baked in the cake, we don't know what Mueller's got in store for us. It's going to be crap. It's going to be garbage. They're going to try for impeachment. They're going to try everything. But we're not going to give up, Tony. And I'll chew out Ann Coulter here. Ann, buckle up. Don't say adios, America.
Yeah, jump out of the cake, honey.
Donald Trump needs your mind. All right? We're not going to have another bite at the apple here. We're not going to get another presidency. We're not going to get another leader. It isn't going to happen. We have to stick together, Anne. And warning the president that there's crap in here is a good idea. Obama's director of the Border Patrol, Mark Morgan, what a guy. He has been trying to warn the president that this bill is crap and don't sign it. Use your emergency powers and build the wall. So, and I'll join that chorus. I'll say the same thing. But I'm not going to take shots at Donald Trump. I'm not going to use the usual white nationalist garbage, you know, that doesn't work and never has worked. So, and this is it. Donald Trump is the guy leading our charge, and we need to stay in formation. Stay with the program and keep fighting.
That's
and
right.
certainly not throw each other into the pit. Go ahead, Dr. Kelly, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say that I love the Republic of Texas, the great Texas Republic. They have civil and criminal grand juries that work together, and it's a model for the rest of the country.
All right, and Dr. Kelly, I love your praise of Texas. But this brings up the very problem that the president has. Texas is a majority-minority state right now, meaning the invasion of non-Europeans into Texas has already passed a majority. The ancestral people of Texas, the Europeans who created and built Texas, who are at the Alamo, are now a minority in their own state. Now,
well, you can contact the state senator, and they got illegal aliens cut off from benefits in 2014 in Texas.
But hang on. But Dr. Kelly, I'm trying to get to a point here. That by a miracle, that these Patriot Texans managed to elect people like Louie Gohmert, one of the best congressmen we have. Ted Cruz, a great congressman. They're great governors. But it's by almost sheer miracle. It's almost like the election of Donald Trump. So here's what I'm trying to say. We're way down, you know, down the toilet here. We're in a real hot seat.
Yeah, so we're in the hopper on the way to the grinder, and we're gonna come out of it. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be fine. We're gonna do this.
We're gonna stick together. We're gonna stick together. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 3 to 4 times a day. I've had congestive heart failure. And you've given me up and gotten me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Okay, folks, we're back. Big bad Donald John, it is. John. And let me make the point that I've been wanting to make about it's finally clarified here through all the fury and flame of down here in the mine shaft. Here's what I want to say about big bad Donald John Trump. That if he gets screwed, you know, use the French technical legal jargon, if he gets screwed, as he is, he's being screwed by Bob Mueller. You know, his family's being dragged through the mud. His finances, little Adam Schiff, this little worm, has said that he is going to use his power to subpoena all of Donald Trump's tax records, all of them, everything.
That's an unlawful use of the police power of the state.
Well, of course it is.
All
going to
go spend the rest
of course it is. But let me get to my point. Yes, of course it is. Of course it is. I know that would light your rocket, Dr. Kelly. But let me make my point.
Hey, I started.
I don't want to dwell on that. I don't want to dwell on that because I'm trying to make a larger point, and that is this. Every time what the American patriot, like the people listening to this show, what we are being taught by Donald Trump, even when he gets beaten up, is that we have a side, that we are a team, and that we are in a fight for our lives. So if they try to impeach Donald Trump, if they put a bunch of landmines in this bill and they go, ha ha, neener, neener, you can't do this. We're going to sue you in the Ninth Circuit Court and you're going to lose. Ha ha. The American people are not going to snidely go, the patriot people are not going to go, oh, Trump, you know, you goofed. You made a mistake. You got screwed. So, you know, we hate you. No, that's stupid. He loves America. Hang on, Dr. Kelly. He loves America. He loves us.
That's right.
He is what? Hang on, Dr. Kelly. Hang on. Hang on. I know, but hang on, Dr. Kelly.
Two or more witnesses of the same overt act of treason.
No, Dr. Kelly. Dr. Kelly, please. I love you. Hang on. I got to finish this little thing I'm saying. All right. Okay. So here's my point, folks, is that Donald Trump is creating a patriot movement. That is his biggest accomplishment. And he is... If the Adam Schiffs and the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's get in shots on Donald Trump or with their Mueller guy, they take apart his family and his finances. That is going to backfire on the left because Donald Trump is, in fact, our leader, our champion. And as he is attacked and beaten and his work is destroyed. Now, hang on, Dr. Kelly. Let me finish. Dr. Kelly, hang on.
Sorry.
Okay, we, the patriot movement, we are going to take heart from that, okay? When your champion up there on his white charger, okay, takes an arrow in the shoulder, we don't all just abandon him because, his armor wasn't good enough and he took an arrow in the shoulder. No, we are more motivated. We are more fired up as troops. Even if our leader, in fact, is slain, okay, we stick together as an army. We continue our charge. We don't just all turn around and run away because Donald Trump made a mistake or he wasn't perfect. And we certainly don't leap to stupid statements like, what was that? What's this guy's name? Tony
don't
in Chicago.
Made,
that
so
Trump has been a traitor all along. That's stupid, folks. We don't do that. We'll be back to continue this story tomorrow night. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.